Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So I'm going to talk to you about anger, and I've spoken about it before, but I was chatting to somebody recently and they were talking about going to visit somebody who generally upsets them. And they were talking about how clever they were and the things that they were going to say to them to put them in their place and whatever else. And I suddenly realised that the person they were going to meet, they didn't really have a choice in it for whatever reason as to why they were going to meet this person. But the person that they were going to meet is quite an unhappy person. And actually, I could imagine, doesn't really wish the person that I know that's going to meet them very positive things in life. In fact, I think that person would most likely be quite pleased if the person that I knew was unhappy and not particularly successful and, yeah, wasn't living a very wonderful life. And it suddenly became very obvious to me that those people that hold that anger and that hurt and whatever inside, when they interact with you and they do things to try and trigger you and annoy you and upset you, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take their own hurt and pain and anger and upset and sadness, and they're trying to almost infect you with it. Now, you will never be able to do anything about their pain, and clever answers and getting them to see that it isn't you and defending yourself and all the other strategies that we normally get triggered into are never going to work. They're not going to change that other person's way of being or what's gone on for them, unless they choose to go and change that themselves. But quite often in this sort of scenario, it's not really your place to do that. But what you can do is that you can choose not to be infected by their pain and hurt and anger and upset and whatever else they're carrying around. And the way to do that is to not react, but not to feel hurt and not react. It's to really see the other person's pain and anger and hurt, to understand that it isn't yours, to understand that whenever they try and trigger you or poke you or bait you, that it isn't about you at all. And actually, sometimes just laughing, not in a nasty kind of pointed way, but just almost laughing and letting it roll off your sort of off your shoulders, not letting it touch you, is sometimes the best way to handle something like that. And not to allow yourself to get dragged into a big discussion about things, to prove them wrong and you right. Because as soon as you do that, again, they've infected you with whatever's going on inside of them. And they end up causing you hurt and pain and frustration. Another way, if you're brave enough, is to actually call them out on it. To actually reflect back on them. You could say something along the lines of, I sense that you're really upset about something. Is it something I can help you with? So instead of allowing their pain to hurt you, you can go and become really curious about their pain. And almost by calling it out and seeing it, you neutralize it. You certainly neutralize their ability to wield it against you and to try and hurt you with their pain. It's like a game that we pretend that we don't know what's going on, but everyone can see what's going on. But as long as you stay in the pretense of something, as long as you keep up the charade, then they can behave however they want. But when you bring it to the light, when you suddenly air it and you recognize it, and they know that you've recognized it, then they can't pretend anymore. They can't use it against you. You are no longer part of that play and part of that scenario. You've broken free. So those are a couple of ways that you can use to sort of, I suppose, break somebody's hold on you in regards to their anger, their hurt, their upset, or whatever it is that they're trying to draw you into and infect you with. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below. And if you're listening to this on social media, then in the comments below, you'll find links as well. But there's also links to my website, links to my social media, should you want to connect with me or have anything to ask me, and links to a couple of other courses that I share as well. Have a stunning week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.